chapter 2, verse 9 says, "And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" Friend, happy Christmas Eve this 24th day of December 2017. My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome to a very special edition of Sunday Worship. And the program, if you're not too familiar, is really all about Jesus. Yeah, we focus on the living word. We focus on the written word, scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And from my family to yours, just want to wish you a merry, merry Christmas. Here we are, it's Sunday. Let's prepare our hearts and minds on the Christ of Christmas here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Well, Merry Christmas from all of us here at Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful, wonderful holiday today. And, you know, a man by the name of A.F. Wells once stated, "Take Christ out of Christmas and December becomes the bleakest and most colorless month of the year." Isn't that true? Friend, if you have ever celebrated Christmas without ever understanding its true meaning, that statement is probably rings true for you. I mean, many people go through the motions of the holidays, which is buying gifts and what else do? You bake cookies and send Christmas cards and spend lots of money. I know that. But after it's all said and done, they're left with a longing in their hearts, a vast emptiness that was not filled by any of the stuff that we did. December becomes a month in which credit cards and stress levels are maxed out. For Christians, though, however, Christmas is a time to celebrate and rejoice that Jesus came down in form of a baby and brought salvation to an undeserving world. Today, focus your thoughts on the only true and lasting meaning of Christmas, that Christ came down from heaven to bring us gifts that remain even after the day is over. Hope, peace, and love.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Merry Christmas from Sunday Worship.
Try lifting up the Christ of Christmas. Thank you so much
for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. I'll tell you what, probably my favorite Christmas memory. I don't know why. I just don't know why. This is the memory that keeps popping up for some reason. I remember, I think I was 5, maybe 6 years old. I woke up and ran to the Christmas tree. And the my favorite gift that year, whatever year it was, I think I was either 5 or 6, it was a tin of popcorn. I was so excited about it. Maybe because I brought it to my room and had a snack anytime I wanted. But, friend, I hope you are blessed today. Thank you so much for listening. So good to spend some time with you on this special, special day. And the author is unknown. But whoever said it, boy, did they say it. They said, the magic of Christmas is not in the presents, but in His presence.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking, how we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting, welcome Holy Child, welcome Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger, how I wish we would have known, but long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence, bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence, welcome to our world, welcome to sent to heal us, tender brow prepared for thorn, tiny heart whose blood will save us, unto us is born, unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our side, rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God, welcome to
going to be a Christmas like no other this year. My first one without the love of my life. Suddenly, one day in May, my Karen was gone. And I will never have a broken heart like this one. I've lost the biggest thing I could ever lose. But even before Jesus came that first Christmas, the Bible said he should be called Prince of Peace. Really? Peace when your heart is shattered? And your go-to person is gone? Yeah. I'm here to tell you that from the moment my wife was gone, right up to this Christmas season, the anchor holds when nothing else can. Because as the Bible says, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. The love that took him to a cross where he died for me so the sin wall between me and God could come down. So I could know I'll go to heaven when I die, where he is and where my Karen is. And I want that peace for you. It's yours forever when you say, Jesus, I'm yours. If that's what you want, text us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com, because believe me, you need him.
Silent night, holy night, all
Well, from my wife, Aubrey, my kids, Tim and Hannah, and myself, I hope and pray that you are having a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to Sunday worship on this special day. A gospel group called the Williams Brothers had a hit some time ago. It's called I'm Just a Nobody, and it was about a down-and-out man who lived on the street, spent his days telling people about Jesus. He was laughed at, harassed by those who passed by, but it didn't stop him. And the chorus of the song goes like this. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. You know, friend, those shepherds in the fields outside Bethlehem might have felt the same way when the angels from heaven appeared to them. They must have thought, why did God choose us, a bunch of nobodies, to be the first to hear of the birth of the Messiah in Bethlehem? Why did God reveal himself to shepherds instead of the important royal officials? Friend, if you sometimes feel like a nobody, rejoice. God seems to gravitate to the nobodies of this world when he wants them to meet somebody who can save everybody.
A child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping. Oh, angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping.